Welcome back. This is the News at One on RT Radio 1. Well, the controversy over the alleged bugging of the Gartha Ombudsman Commission office is continuing today. There have been calls for an independent inquiry. Former Gartha Ombudsman Conor Brady has said an independent body should deal with concerns over the potential bugging of the office. Let's speak now to our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, we know now what led to the GSOC public interest investigation was information emerging from the office and not a routine investigation or a routine audit, as Minister Shatter had said earlier this week. This really is a complicated, a messy chain of events, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, it all started towards the end of last year, towards the end of GSOC's biggest public interest inquiry, the Kieran Boylan case. He's a convicted drug dealer. There was an allegation he was colluding with the Gar. The GSOC spent 4 years investigating that. They sent a file to the DPP. The DPP decided no prosecution within 4 months. There was not enough evidence. But towards the end of that investigation, when there was controversy between the Gar and GSOC, GSOC noticed that information was leaking from its offices. They began an investigation, and they began a security sweep, and this is where the minister and the chairman differ, because the minister said the sweep was routine, but the chairman, Simon O'Brien, said it was initiated because information from GSOC was appearing in the public domain. The information, which included the investigation, which included the UK security company, found 3 anomalies, so they suspected they were under electronic surveillance. Therefore, they launched a public interest inquiry under the Garda Síochán Act. Now, that's very serious, because every time they have launched one of these investigations, they always inform the minister and the public. They issue a press release. They didn't do it in this case, and that's the first time ever. Now, this inquiry was launched under Section 102(4) of the Garda Act, which means that they're investigating the Garda. They have one suspect and one suspect only. So the investigation was focused externally. It doesn't appear to have considered that the information leaking from GSOC that GSOC was concerned about could have come from inside GSOC, that there could have been what Simon O'Brien described yesterday as an internal mole. The investigation started in October. They discovered no evidence of Garda involvement. GSOC suspects it could have been electronically surveilled, but it has no conclusive evidence. Mm. It may have been the victim of this surveillance. It still doesn't know, so it shut down the investigation.
And Paul, as you say there, the chairman has indicated an internal issue himself. There is now a likelihood that somebody within that organisation is leaking information. And isn't there only one way which people will find out whether that is the case? And these calls for an independent inquiry are beginning to gather momentum and are increasing pressure for that, are they?
Yeah, I mean, in fairness to the journalist John Mooney, he broke this story, he got a scoop, he did his job, and he published it in the public interest. But it has caused a major problem for the Ombudsman, because Simon O'Brien knows that he has a major security problem in GSOC. He has at least one mole, and possibly more than one mole, leaking secret information, details, possibly documents, in an organisation that holds highly secretive and confidential information. And it's been going on for almost a year. And GSOC still doesn't know if it was under electronic surveillance, and if it was, by whom. And it doesn't know if it's got just one security problem in the sense of internal mole or moles, which is responsible for also the electronic anomalies, or 2 security problems, one internal and one external involving external surveillance. So they are now conducting an internal inquiry, and Simon O'Brien says there's only 7 people, including himself, who had access to that top secret report. The situation is, however, that GSOC is investigating GSOC, and the pressure today is coming on after the Garda associations representing 12,500 Gardaí sergeants and inspectors, Sinn Féin, Mary Lou MacDonald again today in the Dáil, Fianna Fáil, its leader Micheál Martin again today on Sean O'Rourke's programme, and this morning a former Ombudsman Commissioner, Conor Brady, all calling for an independent inquiry, and Conor Brady suggesting that it should be a senior counsel under the Commission of Investigations Act. Now, we have a statement from the Minister in the last few minutes saying that he will await the outcome of GSOC's internal investigation to establish the facts about a possible unauthorised disclosure of information, and he expects to be informed of the result before he decides what to do.
All right, Paul Reynolds, thank you for that.